If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
And just like that, we are back for hour number two, 6 minutes after the hour. Welcome, one and all. john@gardenamerica.com, or post your questions, comments on Facebook Live here. Heard on Biz Talk Radio, if you're streaming, wherever you are, welcome back. It is hour number two, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. It was a great break, wasn't it? One of your better breaks, John, at the top of the hour.
You know, I bend, but I don't break.
That's right. Hey, you're going to be leaving early. We should mention you've got to get to the rose auction.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So if anybody has a question for me, send it over right away, because I'm going to leave in about 15 minutes.
Pronto.
I wanted to ask you how your vegetables were coming.
Outstanding. Everything but the carrots. Still waiting for the carrots.
Oh, the carrots should be up by now.
I should see them peeking over the top.
You should.
Okay.
Right, it's been long enough.
Okay, the spinach, the cilantro, the lettuce, carrots, what else? Was that it?
Yeah, how's the lettuce been?
Outstanding. Because we actually mixed it with, you know, store-bought lettuce,
right?
And you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
You can tell when you get
flavor.
To the lettuce.
It's healthier for you.
And again, I'll brag about the cilantro again, too. Unbelievable. Can I do this again soon?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can plant more lettuce if you want.
Yeah, definitely.
Now's a good time.
Because I'm going to do
it
right.
And cilantro.
Cilantro just about any time, right?
I mean, yeah. Well, in your situation, yes, because it's protected.
I've got my own environment.
Well, yeah, and you know, I mean, you wouldn't plant cilantro out in the middle of, you know, Fallbrook right now because it'd get too cold.
But I'm going to do it right. I'm going to dig the trough on both sides, and then.
So, if you didn't get one carrot up, what probably was the problem? Too wet. Too wet.
You know what? Because it does stay very wet in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, or it could be old seeds. Where'd you get the seeds?
Garden America Seeds, Mission Hills Nursery, Tiger Palafox. This gentleman right here to your left.
Obviously wasn't the seeds,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
No, I'll check.
If you
again.
Plant the carrots, you need to do what I told you. When you make your row, put a couple of, maybe every 6 inches, put a radish seed just to mark the row so you know where the carrots are supposed to be coming up.
Maybe I will just dedicate one row to carrots. Because they're all together. Yeah, spinach, cilantro, a carrot.
You have like a mixed salad going there.
Oh, yeah. I do. Yeah. There's a mixed salad in there.
Grab a handful of it and throw some lettuce, some dressing on it.
I wanted to mention, because now is still the perfect time, if you live in a warm area like Southern California, to plant sweet peas. If you want a great display of sweet peas in the spring, plant your seeds now. They're going to come up. They're going to germinate. They're not going to grow a lot during the winter, but the root system is going to be growing. And it gets so hot here in the spring that we don't have enough time for the sweet peas to develop enough to get a good to put on a good show. And in this week's newsletter, I wrote an article about Mary Lou Hurd, who used to own Hurd's Country Gardens in Westminster. And after she died, Renee's Garden named a sweet pea after her. So you can buy the Mary Lou Hurd sweet peas anywhere that sells Renee's Garden seeds. And those would be great to put in now. And if you read that article about Mary Lou, I think it's a nice tribute to someone who is really an interesting person and did a lot for gardening and passed away a few years ago. But it's nice to have something named after you.
I think Rick Nelson sang a song about her, didn't he?
No, that was a different Mary Lou.
Hello, Mary Lou? No, different?
No. The first year, the year that she died, Star Roses came out with a rose named after her called Mary Lou Hurd. And I have that rose in my garden still from that very first year. But they changed the name the second year, and it's now called Rouge Royale, which...
Red Royal.
Yeah, which I or Royal Red.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Rouge is red, but I understand the...
Yeah, they put the
backwards
adjectives after the nouns in French. But... what was that? Oh, so
as long as we're entertaining Tiger, that's all that matters.
Well, I just felt kind of bad that, you know, they named a rose after someone and then changed the name.
Can they? I guess they can do that, right? There's nothing that says you can't do that.
Well, it was a rose that I don't think that they were going to market. And so they named it after her. And then it turned out to be such a nice rose that they released it nationally. And when they released it nationally, they registered the rose as Rouge Royale.
You know what? We could name a rose after ourselves.
Oh, yeah? What would it be?
Bagnasco's Mane.
What happened? What about Tiger?
He needs one all of his own.
Yeah. I don't know how that...
Oh, Tiger's Pride.
Bagnasco's Mane.
How about Tiger's Pride?
There are roses that have Tiger in the name.
So you're already covered.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there's a really nice striped miniature rose that Ralph Moore put out called Little Tiger.
Aw, Little Tiger.
Well, that was good till he was 10.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not so good right now.
Now we need a new one. There was someone on Facebook asked if we could give an update on Bruce and Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll let you do that.
What's going on with them? Well, Bruce is... in the later stages of Parkinson's, and he's been at the Naval Hospital in Chula Vista for a couple years. He's been on a feeding tube, pretty much bedridden, but Sharon says still alert and cognizant of everything that's going on. And Sharon just never stops working. She's always doing something. And very active with grandchildren and
her own children, obviously.
And her own children, and still gardening, and just moved into a new home, and so getting that stuff ready. So she's still really active. Maybe we'll have her come visit us during the holidays or something.
Yeah, that'd be fun, especially on Facebook. I mean, I know we'd get a big audience for that.
Yeah, that would be nice. So let's see. What else?
I wanted to mention people this weekend. You were mentioning the rose auction today because we had questions about it last week, and sometimes we didn't know how to quite answer it. But today is when all the learning happens. This is when you have all the lectures, all the presentations, all of the know-how when it comes to roses.
Right,
and that's from 1 to 6 today.
And the lectures are from good people, too.
Really good
people. I mean, Bob Martin, who next year will be inducted as the president of the American Rose Society, will be there. Jill Perry, who's the curator of the San Jose Heritage Rose Garden, is going to be giving a presentation. World-famous rose breeder Ping Lim is going to be talking. And as a matter of fact, I mentioned to you guys that we have three of Ping's roses that aren't going to be released until 2019 and 2020 that he's donated to the auction.
Is this the live auction or the silent auction?
Those are going to be in the live auction.
Okay. 35 roses?
35, I think.
38 now.
No, 35.
Might be more than 35.
I get tired.
But it's not. Yeah, I remember one year we did 50.
Yeah. I think I had Sharon helping me, didn't I?
Yeah.
And then one year, you and I did it together. There's still a picture on one of their pages.
Well, we always do it together.
California Coastal. No, but I think you did some of the bidding, I think. Helped me with the bidding back in Carlsbad. Maybe.
Really?
Because there's a picture of us.
You're much better at that as an auctioneer than I am.
If you go on their page, there's a picture of you and I from several years ago.
A video, you mean?
Well, they may still have the videos posted, but there's a still shot of us up there.
Oh, okay.
That's probably back around 2004, 2005.
And then also on Facebook, Rick wants to know when I start my rose cuttings. I do it all year round.
Yeah, you never stop.
But
I never do stop. But they during the winter, if you don't have bottom heat, which I used to, but I don't right now, they usually will just sit there. So you really have a much better chance of starting roses in late spring. Probably late spring and early fall is probably the two best times.
And what was the reason why a handful of my roses grew so tall this year, taller than normal?
Well, putting soil in the pots helps.
Okay, and I did do that. I took your advice.
Yeah.
I looked at the pot. I said, maybe some soil might work. Maybe some fertilizer. The Green Planet and Wedding Bells, probably over 6 feet tall.
And Wedding Bells is a large flower.
It is. Yeah. It is.
So what I was getting to with the presentations, though, and stuff, is that, and you can answer your tall rose growing question, is that they're free to attend.
Absolutely.
Everything is free.
That was one thing
we
forgot to mention last week, was that you can go and get all this wealth of knowledge and it's free.
Right. Not only
to attend.
And you mentioned lectures, and really what they are is PowerPoint presentations of all the roses that are being offered for sale, because most of these are, it's called the Rare and Unusual Rose Auction, right? Save the Roses. And so a lot of people don't have information on those roses. So that's the reason of the presentations, is to show pictures of what the rose flowers are going to look like if you win that rose, and a little bit of history behind them. And that music means that I'm going to take off.
You're not going to be here for the rest of the show?
I'm not.
Look how happy he is.
Look at
I would expect you to be
I'm
sad.
I'm happy because I'm going to go be with my roses.
Okay, well, I'll be there tomorrow for the... not the silent auction that's happening right now and has been, but the live auction, which kicks off at 1 o'clock. We're going to take a break, coming back with Tiger Palafox, myself, Brian Main, and we'll see John tomorrow. Take care. Coming
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john at gardenamerica.com.
Okay, we are back. As you can see, if you're watching Facebook Live, John is gone. He looks so lonely there. The chair is pushed back. There's a big gap there, and it's just Tiger and myself. Anyway, Steve in Simi Valley had a question. I don't know if Steve's watching on Facebook or listening, Tiger. He wanted to know where to get, what was it again?
Longevity spinach.
And you've got something else you're thinking about, right?
I'm trying to.
Cheer up.
I'm trying to delete John's little video thing so it doesn't go to a blank chair.
Oh, to a blank.
And I totally pushed it into the corner, and now I can't get it. So it's just going to show the floor here in a second.
It's going to show the floor?
There it is right there. Just shows the floor. Okay. All right. Anyways, longevity spinach, Gynera procumbens. He can get it from Baker Creek Seed. It's available to purchase online, but it won't ship until March. That's the one place that we know has a good product,
right?
And they'll ship it out for you and you'll get a good, good deal on it. So Baker Creek Seeds, their website though is rareseeds.com, rareseeds with an S at the end of it.com.
Okay, Steve, hope that helped. And then you're going to fix the shot of John not being here, right?
Yeah, exactly.
As you punch a few buttons. Hey, do you want to remind people we talked about the Rose Auction this weekend, if you're in San Diego? What's happening today is afternoon lectures from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll learn in-depth about plants being offered. Lectures are both entertaining and, of course, educational. And then tomorrow, with what you learned today, we'll give you an opportunity to bid, finishing up the silent auction, and then the live auction, which kicks off at 1 p.m. To save the roses. Now, these, for the most part, are roses that you cannot buy anywhere. When you bid on these roses, you'll probably be the only one that you know of in your neighborhood or your community that has that rose. So, again, tomorrow on Sunday, if you do plan on attending, it starts late morning, but the actual event itself kicks off live auction at 1 p.m., and you probably won't be there, Tiger, because your daughter's got a softball game.
Yeah, I have a softball game to go and coach.
You're the coach.
Yeah, I'm the coach.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that impressive?
Very impressive.
Yeah, exactly.
The location tomorrow, which is in the QLN Conference Center, at 1938 Avenida del Oro in Oceanside. That's just off Oceanside Boulevard.
If people are looking for something to do today, the San Diego Floral Society in San Diego is having their annual Haunted Garden Tour.
So where's that?
It's going to be located in the Mission Hills area, where they get to go in people's yards that have some kind of haunted history behind them and check out the yards, get inspiration, have some fun. But then at the nursery, they're having a kind of a festival where they have a lot of kids' crafts.
Pumpkin at your
painting.
Nursery?
Yeah. And pumpkin painting, crafts, little games, and all kinds of fun stuff. And that's going on starting at noon today. And that's the San Diego Floral Society.
Is that every year?
They do an event every year. This is the first year they've ever done this particular one in the fall. They usually do something in the spring. it's kind of fun to have something in the fall because not everybody thinks of fall as planting time, but it is,
talking
with Melinda today, it's one of the most important planting times.
Because everything has to be established to come up in the spring.
Exactly.
A lot of people think that you just, no matter what time of the year it is, you just plant and wait for something to happen, and that's not always the case. In fact, a lot of what you probably want to grow, if you wait till spring, is going to be too late. Is that right?
Right, exactly. It's hard. It's hard to plant in the spring, depending on where you're at, because we can get heat so fast that the plants are young and tender, and they need a little minute to develop.
Yeah, they haven't built up that, heat resistance, as it were.
Right, and if you wait too long, you're not successful. In the fall, it's super easy to be successful when it comes to gardening, so that's always nice, is that it's kind of goof pre-planting time of year. Even you can do it, Brian.
Even I could do it. I'm going to check my carrots and probably replant some lettuce and cilantro. Boy, that cilantro is good.
Yeah.
Have I told you how good that cilantro is?
I think I heard you mention it
a few times. Nice wide shot there of the empty. You know, it looks sad. The chairs pushed back. The empty microphone.
Oh, I almost got it.
Almost got it.
Don't
He's working
me.
On it. No, don't talk to him. You can post your questions on Facebook or discuss with one another what's going on. You can also call us. We're still taking phone calls. That's a great shot.
Yeah.
It's 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. John, in case you just joined us, off to the
Coastal Rose Society auction.
Getting ready for the auction. No matter where you are in the country, you can log on to their website and also bid. And that's Coastal Rose Society. California Coastal Rose Society.com or .org, I believe.
Yeah.
And if that's not right, somebody will let me know. They'll call or email me. But we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Go ahead.
I was going to mention one of the things we mentioned last time and when Bob was in here, because he works for a succulent company too. And there still are some wildfires burning throughout all over the nation.
Right.
When it comes to planting, and we were mentioning fall. Another thing to do that's really important for people in not just like wildfire prone area, but storm prone area, is some good trimming. Because if you prune now, there's a good chance you're ahead of the game in the sense of storms or fires, where you can lace up some trees so they're not full of debris that will burn. When it comes to storms, you want to make sure that there's no branches that are going to be cracking or breaking during a heavy wind or anything like that. You want to make sure the structure is all intact. And you see this happening all around town right now in San Diego with the city arborist, because they're getting ready for us, because we have a lot of palm trees. And when the winds kick up, the palm fronds fall. They fall on people's cars. They fall on people sometimes. And they can be heavy, and they're falling from 30, 40, 50 feet up in the air. And they have to be careful of that. So there's a lot going on in fall preparation, not just in tree care, but also in bushes and shrubs. You want to make sure to look into that as well.
I see a lot of palm trees around the county where they haven't been trimmed in, looks like, years.
Oh, gosh, right?
And they hang down. They're brown. The fronds just hang down. Mm-hmm. The tree keeps growing, and the more it grows, the more they die. And it looks terrible.
Yeah. And then they become a rat's nest.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And, they harbor disease as far as for the plants and things. So, good trimming, good lacing is important to the health of the plant, not just the safety of your home or your car.
There's the empty chair again. So sad. It just looks so sad. Such
Why
a sad
I
shot.
Get rid of this?
Oh, just man. Get rid of that shot. You're the director.
I know. Who does this?
There it is again. This is great for viewing on Facebook. We understand that. Anyway, 855-424-9825. Want to float us a phone call. We also talked about last week, speaking of fires, good ground cover.
Yeah.
And we should probably repeat that if somebody lives near a canyon or someplace. It's not fireproof so much as it is fire resistant.
Right. And it's important because it gives firefighters a chance. I mean, that's the thing, is that you'll notice whenever after a wildfire, they'll talk about this topic, houses, why they saved one, why they couldn't save another, what happens, in the process. And part of it is it savable?
Right.
Did the homeowner do a good job of clearing brush around their home to give those firefighters a chance to save their home?
We're going to take a break. Coming back as we approach 30 minutes after the hour, I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox. John is off to the California Coastal Rose Society auction for today. And again, that continues into tomorrow with the live auction beginning at 1 p.m. 855-424-9825. Tiger Palafox, Brian Main, taking a break, stepping aside, coming right back after we pay some bills.
My name is Jim. I'm a veteran, and I lost both legs in Vietnam. My victory was proving that a disability is not a limitation.
I'm Julius. I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@biztv.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we are back. It is 35 minutes after the hour with Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. John is off to the California Coastal Rose Society. And for the next half hour, just the two of us and you, the listeners and viewers.
Yeah, and having some fun here talking about gardening.
Right. We talked about before the break, we were talking about things you can do to help retard fires, ground covers. Again, mentioning once again some of the ground covers people can consider for that around their house to help the fire department.
Yeah, so ice plants, red apple, rosea, those are all wonderful. There's a lot of varieties of delospermas and different ice plants that are good for hillsides. They flower, they grow low, they're full of water.
They're easy to maintain, right?
Because
they're full of water, they sort of support themselves.
Exactly. And so what that does is it gives the firefighters an opportunity to get to the property, slow the progress of the fire around your home, so that way they can either spray the home down or, you know, save it to some extent before the fire even gets there, which is always nice. And they tell you to have at least a 50-foot defensible space around the home. So that means nothing within 50 feet of the home itself, and then 100 feet of, you know, further protection around the property itself.
Oh, okay, so right next to the house, nothing, just dirt?
Yeah.
And then go 50 feet out from there and then plant your ground cover?
Well, no, you know, right next to the house, you know, that you can plant your landscape shrubs and low-growing perennials and things like that. They just don't want a tree that's like a pine tree or something within 50 feet of the home, because there's a good chance those branches are going to reach 10 to 12 feet out, and that only makes it 20, 30
right.
feet away from the house, which in case of a fire, that can light the home on fire real quick.
And it helps the fire leap to the tree.
Uh-huh.
It's giving the fire more of an opportunity,
yep.
is what it's doing.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, if you do have, you know, irrigated areas, making sure your plants are healthy and strong. I mean, biggest mistake people make in a time of drought is they stop watering their landscape. I understand that we're trying to conserve water. There are some ways that we have to give up. But making plants unhealthy, dry, brittle, or dead is no way to fight the drought in the way of, you know, that is a big risk for people in their homes is if they just have dry brush around their home, you're asking for it at that point in time, because you need to keep those plants healthy and strong. And, you know, like I said, not only does it, you know, make a fire, but disease, you know, beetles get infected into trees, and then that will kill the tree. And trees are very expensive to remove.
Is that the bark beetle?
There's bark beetles. There's, you know, different, you know, borers and things like that. And it's a funny thing. It's a kind of a neat phenomenon where they found that when a tree is unhealthy in the sense of its lack of water, maybe lack of nutrients, it sends out these pheromones, kind of stressed pheromones. Like it's maybe like when you and I are stressed and we start to sweat.
Right.
All right. Well,
and that's picked up by
the bugs.
And they say, hey, there's a weak tree or weak plant.
Exactly. And because normally trees produce sap, mm-hmm. Different oils that fight off a bug naturally. But when the tree is weak and it can't produce enough of that sap or enough of that oil, it gives the bug a chance to get embedded in there. And that's the way it gets in there. It begins to kill the tree, more bugs, and then the problem.
And it sends the signal out when it's under stress.
It's under stress.
Wow.
So the way that it could be under stress is drought, lack of nutrients, or just unhealthy trees. Also, other stress are poor pruning. Sometimes when a tree trimmer comes in there and does a hack job on a tree.
And I've seen a lot of that.
They can stress it out. And then the tree would then start to release these pheromones. And it might be healthy enough to fight off the bug, but nonetheless, it's under stress. So that's why I always recommend you get a certified arborist, someone that knows which branches to cut where, how, and stuff
and
like that.
Then before you purchase a house, take a look at all the things you just talked about as well. Because there might be a case where you need to remove a tree for the very same reason that you gave, because it is too close to the house.
Yeah.
Even though it's a beautiful tree, but if you live in an area where there's fires, you may have to sacrifice that beauty to protect your house in the future.
Exactly.
Have you ever had to do that, where somebody says, I need to take trees out?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, in our areas, we think, oh, we're in San Diego, and it's kind of metro in the middle of the city. There still are a lot of canyons. Mm-hmm. There still are a lot of open spaces where people, a fire going up a canyon, they go so fast. Because it's these vertical walls of the flames going up, and then people put their yards right on the edge of that canyon,
right?
And it's very dangerous, so you got to be careful with that.
When is it too late to plant for the spring? We talked about fall being a great time to plant to get ready. When is too late? February, January? Is that too late to establish for the springtime?
I mean, it depends.
And it depends on what you're planting, right?
Yeah, but I mean, for the most part, when you're looking at like vegetables, let's say. You want to wait till after your first you want to wait till after your last chance of frost for vegetables. So a lot of things for different people are going to come in maybe February, March, some people even April. Now for flowers, you can do that, you know, kind of throughout the year, where, you know, it's more or less, depending on the flower. Sometimes you can do those in February. Sometimes you have to wait until April. But one of the things that people need to know is that, kind of like what Melinda was mentioning when people talked about, you know, planting seeds over the winter and then having them come up in spring, sometimes you can plant them early, but they'll always come up in May. So you can plant them in February.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. They'll sit there until May. Or you can plant them in March, and they will still come up in May. Or April, and they'll still come up in May. You know, seeds and plants have their seasons set. So unless something kind of makes them change, whether it's weather or watering or a greenhouse or you keeping them inside, they're going to come up during the time of year that they want to come up. And, you know, that's programmed into them, so to speak.
And we spoke about the fact that here in San Diego, moderate temperatures through this weekend, but then come Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, many places going to be over the 100 mark, hitting and surpassing the century mark. So people need now to up their watering at least for the next, say, week.
Yeah, and windy dry. So that's the one thing. You know, I mean, people back east, they hit the hundreds, not right now, but they get the hundreds, but it's hot and humid.
Right.
And that's one type of heat.
Because there's still moisture in the air.
There's still moisture. It might rain in the evening for those people still. Well, for us, when it's 100 degrees and there's a wind gust, that's like a furnace. And a hanging plant can dry out in 15, 20 minutes. Trees and shrubs, it wicks the moisture right out of the foliage. And if you don't have water in the ground to help back it up when it needs it, then they will dry out. And that'll be a problem as well. So definitely want to provide. And then, you know, one of the things people need to do, too, is make sure they're not overwatering, in the sense of you don't want boggy, wet soil all the time. You know, so you got to be careful of that. It's that happy medium between overwatering and underwatering, or protecting the plants. If you have hanging baskets and it's a hot, dry, windy day, take the hanging baskets down. Put them under the porch or patio or something like that, just for the day, just because, you know, 15, 20 minutes out there,
right?
And they'll dry out so fast, and they might not come back. You know,
you've lost it.
Yeah, exactly. So take them down, put them somewhere on the ground, in the shade, just for the day, and they'll be okay.
Okay, good advice. As we here, at least here in San Diego, look forward to in a positive way, but we have no choice. It's going to be happening with the heat coming up here, and hopefully, you know, we're getting into November, and I would hope that this would be the last hot spell we'd have, and we can get into the fall season and enjoy some of the cool weather. Do you have any Facebook questions?
Yeah. So one of the things is one of our listeners' names, Patty, wrote that if people wanted more information on wildfire landscaping, that Maureen Gilmore wrote the book, California Wildfire Landscaping, that gives a lot of great tips and information for people that maybe they live in a rural area that they need protection from wildfires. So, you know, you can kind of, you know, look at that book. I'm sure it's probably on Amazon or online.
Sure.
You'd be able to purchase that. Also, Dale wrote, any tips on heliotrope overwintering? You know, I mean, do you remember where Dale's?
Is Dale Babcock?
Yeah. He's up north, isn't he?
I think so. Dale, if just so we know where you are geographically, if you want to put in your location on Facebook.
Because I was going to say, I mean, for us in Southern California, heliotrope, you know, as far as trying to get it to overwinter is a pretty easy thing. But I think that if you're in a colder region where you do get, you know, some frost or things like that, what Melinda mentioned this morning is a good thing. That it's not always about cutting back and just trying to have things, you know, be cut back before the winter comes. Leaving it actually hardens off the plant. Heliotrope is very tender to cold, so it will get burned. It'll probably die back a bit. But as long as the root system doesn't drop into a frozen tundra, the plant will come back. And so, you know, I think that just protecting it is a good thing to do. But I'll get to more after the commercial.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that after the break. One more segment coming up with Tiger Palafox, Brian Main here. On Biz Talk Radio, it is Garden America, 855-424-9825. Want to give us a call? Also here on Facebook with your questions and comments. As we step aside, taking a break, coming back for our final segment, stay with us.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129.
That's 800-685-0129.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we are back for our final segment here, Garden America on Biz Talk Radio. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox. Phones are still in line working at 855-424-9825. Or Facebook questions as we continue to monitor. Did we finish up what we were speaking or talking about?
We were talking about overwintering heliotrope.
Right.
And so I was giving some tips. And, you know, so one of the things is that, you know, heliotrope for most people is kind of a tropical plant. So it is very sensitive to the cold. And you have to be cautious of that. If you're in a mild area, I would say take Melinda's tips as far as overwintering a perennial and kind of leaving it in an area, not cutting it back, letting it dry out, and it would come back then next spring. If you're in an area where it does get severely cold, where you're going to get snow on the ground and frozen temperatures for maybe weeks at a time, then that's something that you might want to transplant, keep into a greenhouse, overwinter it there, and you know then you can put it back out in the spring. But as she mentioned before, if you are in a mild area, if you overwinter things, they come back stronger next year and they'll get a longer growing season. They'll be a hardier plant. And, you know, it's nice to be able to have a plant that isn't so sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people shouldn't own sensitive plants.
Yeah. Right. You know, you can't. You got to have something a little tough every once in a while.
Sure. Of course. And why does overwintering make it tough?
Because, you know, it's kind of the process of a thick skin. You know, the plant develops the ability to withstand large swings in temperatures, whether it's hot or cold, because there's a lot of the same principles when it comes to summertime plants as well, where they are not able to be grown in a lot of heat sometimes or direct temperatures. But if you do it where they are exposed to that slowly, and it can then develop the plant into a hardier plant that can withstand the summertime heat temperatures. But at the same time, you can do the reverse where it's the wintertime cold temperatures. And it comes down to the plants developing that thick skin in those thick cells to be able to protect them down the road.
Right. Okay, good advice. Okay, anything else on Facebook that we need to be aware of here as we've got a few minutes to go here as we wrap things up on this Saturday?
I think that, you know, one of the things...
Go ahead.
Yo, no, I mean...
We covered a lot.
We covered a lot. But I think that, you know, one of the things that as we get into the later parts of October, people need to definitely be doing is harvesting their vegetable crops that are coming up now and getting them off of the plants, because people don't realize, and they think like, oh, I'll leave it there and it'll stay and stuff. But with the extreme temperatures that you can get in the late season or the cold snap that you can get, you can lose a lot of those fruits that are ripening at this moment in time during that time frame. So start harvesting, strip the plants of all that you can right now, and then if you get anything later on through the year, that's wonderful. But otherwise, plan to strip it all of what you have at this moment.
Okay, and this is the time to do that.
Yeah.
This is where the harvest moon comes in?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I mean, this is the time when people harvest the vegetables. This is harvest time for everyone. So it's kind of winding it up. But, you know, it's fun to be able to be having all this production happening in the yard.
How does your inventory this year change at Mission Hills Nursery? Or does it?
Oh, it changes dramatically because, you know, we're getting into all the fall stuff. But then again, we're still not cool enough for a lot of the fall things,
right, exactly.
Like pansies.
Yeah.
It's they're there, but it's still so hot. So we're doing a complete seasonal change right now. So no petunias any longer, none of the summer flowers, none of the summer vegetables. We're transitioning to all the fall vegetables, the leafy greens, the cauliflowers, broccolis, all of that right now. Pansies, snapdragons, all the winter flowering plants, the kale, things like that are now no more impatiens. So it's a full transition right now.
So anybody that would come to Mission Hills Nursery, whatever you have out there is there for a reason. It's time to plant.
It's time to plant.
You're not rolling the dice and wondering, is this going to grow? Whatever you're selling now is going
to
grow.
Exactly. Any proper nursery should try to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Match the season with the location. Put things out there that people can actually be successful with. You know, I mean, it's the ultimate goal of all of us in the industry to make all those home gardeners successful.
Well,
and
yeah.
If we put things out there that aren't going to work, they're going to get discouraged. And that's not fun.
And if you're going someplace to a big box store, you should ask them, find out if what they have. Because I would imagine there are places they would still be selling.
Oh, definitely.
Things that are not proper for this time of the year.
Whatever's looking pretty. And sometimes they pull them in from greenhouses and they sit outside, like I just mentioned, for a week.
Or it's extra inventory they've got to move.
Exactly.
And get it out.
And you get it home and it dies right away. Or it wilts in the heat. And it's just because they pulled it from a nice controlled environment,
right.
And then you put it out in your yard and it's supposed to work, but it doesn't. And that's why. So make sure you find out where or how it's grown. So that way you will be successful.
Absolutely. Okay. So got a few minutes to kill here. Anything else that you want to,
Rochelle said to mention the trip again for the people that are joining the program late. You know, I think
that's a good idea.
I think she's referring to our wonderful England trip.
The one and only trip coming up in July of 2018 to England. And you can go to our Facebook page. You're on our Facebook page if you're watching. You can go to our website, GardenAmerica.com. And I think John said, did he say left or right-hand side? Anyway, go to the homepage, GardenAmerica.com, top right or left-hand side. The entire itinerary is there. Matthew Brumley from Earthbound Expeditions is the one that's orchestrating this. And you can see all the beautiful gardens we'll be attending, and we will be traveling to basically north of London, going up into the Oxford area. And
we'll be going to the Hampton Court Flower Show.
Right.
Oxford, Cotswolds.
Cotswolds, yeah. John brings that up quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's going to be beautiful, it's going to be green, and it's going to be fun. And John mentioned that most, if not all, of the people who've signed up so far are people who've gone with us before.
We've had to do a good job before.
If you haven't been with us before, seriously consider this. It's a great time. You're with fellow gardeners. You're with people who have the same interest. And it's always a good time. It's a lot of fun. And I guarantee that you will love it. We've done trips all over the world. And this is going to be the first time for this particular trip. But it's going to be fun.
Yeah. And you know, like I mentioned, there's the garden tour happening here in San Diego this weekend.
Right.
And it's a chance to get inspiration.
Absolutely.
When you travel and you get to see what other people have done or how they've done it, and then you take that idea home, you emulate it at home. It's you can't beat it. Seeing it in magazines and seeing
that's one thing.
You know, it around, you know, those HGTV shows where people transform their homes or whatever, that's one thing. But actually going and actually touching and feeling and kind of really being embedded into it is a completely different experience.
Well, thank you, Tiger. We do appreciate you being here, John being here. I'm glad that I'm here. Heck, I don't know where else I'd be. Hey, for the entire crew, I want to thank Brandon, Jeremiah, Zach, running things from the mothership, keeping us on the air. For the entire crew, John Begnasco, I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox. Thank you for tuning into Facebook every week. Thank you for listening to us wherever you are. We'll do it again next week. Don't forget the Rose Auction today and tomorrow, this entire weekend. Live auction tomorrow. I'll be the auctioneer that kicks off at 1 p.m. Until then, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.